Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, and I'm the supervisor that's on duty as well.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I just placed an order here. I did the survey, and I tried placing the order, but it's not going through. Everything that's on my side seemed to check out. You know, the green checker mark is in its place, and the city that I'm in, and the zip code, and my phone number, and my credit card, everything. But every time I press the order now, it says invalid address. I don't know why it's doing that. Maybe it's a problem on your end.
Let me see if I can pull up something. What's your first and last name?
My name is Steve Burnside. You need my zip code?
Yes, sir.
11729.
Okay, let me see what I can pull up for you.
That's so funny. You caught my accent as a sir. Every time I call on the phone, other places, people calling me ma'am. Do I sound like a lady?
Not at all.
I know that's right, because I was almost confused for a minute.
No, you don't. You do not. Not at all.
Yeah, you first one got that right. I'm so glad of that. Thank you.
Yes, you're more than welcome. No problem. Okay. So on here, I don't see the. Are you still on that page, Mr. Burnside?
Yeah, I'm still on the page.
Okay, let me see what's going on. Okay, right there where your billing address at, on here it says 1826 Deer Park Avenue,
no.
And then it has 92.
Right, no, not that, no. It have 92, that's my second address, but my billing address is 11729, not 26, 1827. I'm looking at here, not 1826. I'm 1827.
What it's supposed to be?
It's supposed to be 1827 Dale Park Avenue.
Okay. That second part that you have behind there, which is the 92 25th Street, Jamaican Avenue, you need to take that off.
Okay. That's my old address.
Okay. Take that out because that's in there. Take that out.
Okay. I thought I had to put that in there. Okay. Because it was, you know.
No, just one. That's the most recent one that you have. That's the one you put in there.
Okay, I took it out.
Okay. Now, do you see where it's asking you for your shipping address?
I just see where it says, no, it's just saying, shipping, nah. No, I don't see that. I just see my address where we just took out. And the other address, my main address, which is 1827 Deer Park. I'm not seeing any other address.
Okay, do you see where it asks you for your email address and your phone number?
Yes, I do see that. Yes, I have that in.
Okay, what about the part where it's asking for your payment method?
My payment method, okay, that seems to check out pretty good. Everything is green, mark checked out, the date, the card number, the CVC. The CV, all that stuff is check marked.
Okay, because that's the only thing that I can see. I don't see where the shipping address is added in there, and you're going to have to put that shipping address in there.
Yeah, but I don't see where to put it, my dear. Where do I put that? There's no space here. Everything is here.
It should have been right up under where it's asking you for your billing address.
But I don't see the. I'll tell you what I'm looking at. Let me look from the top of the page. I see the order summary, the one-time risk-free trial, mini port, the shipping and handling, total, shipping information, Steve Burnside, email, my phone number, my zip code, my address, which is 1827 Deer Park Avenue, second address.
That's
city.
Your shipping address. Put your shipping address there where it says second address.
Second address?
Yes.
Okay.
Put your shipping address there.
Okay. Okay. That's the second address. I put the shipping address in there. It says 1827 Dare Park Avenue.
Okay, and what is it saying now?
I'm going to try it right now.
Okay.
It says invalid address. Please double check the address. I don't know why I'm getting that. And I have everything, all the check marks are there, the green check marks are there. My state, New York, is the only one don't have the green check mark. And my zip code don't have the check mark.
What's the name of that product you're trying to order? Let me give you another website. What's the name of that product?
It's the Pure Mini Ports.
Wireless mini pods?
Yeah.
Okay, type in, let's see, it's going to pull like that. Type in PURE, P-U-R-E, mini, M-I-N-I, pods, P-O-D-S.
Okay. And go into it?
Yes, okay. Sir. Go to that website and see what it does.
Okay. Okay. Now I have a mini ports on top, fine mini ports. Which one do I go to? Or the DPO search for secure. I know that's different. And that one says mini ports right now. So go to the first one, which is mini ports.
Yeah, go to mini pods. When you hit mini pods, see where it pulls up.
Okay. Okay, it's given me this is something different here. Just talk about containers. I don't know why that's here. That's not it. Okay, let me go to Pure Mini Ports Wireless. Okay, I'm up here and it says AirPods 159, then it has 50% of headphones. Yeah, I am where you want me to be. The other rest of it is Amazon. But what I'm looking at here, it has AirPods and it has like $159 and free shipping. I don't know why that's there. But I'm going to do mini pods again. Maybe I'm not supposed to get this stuff out.
Because I don't know exactly the reason why.
Why I'm not getting it.
Right. I'm not for sure.
Yeah, because everything is right here. I mean, like all the check marks and my card and everything is right. I don't know why I'm not getting in there. You know. Yeah. I'm just bringing a whole different site here. It's not showing me anything that you and I are having the conversation on. It just has other stuff that they're selling.
Yes.
You know, like storage or mini ports, yeah. So I'm back to your site and I'm, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not for sure exactly what's going on, why,
oh, okay.
You know.
Hold on, baby, listen.
Okay.
I think all the check marks came in now. Hold on. Okay, let me see what's going on here. Come on. Oh, my God. Come on. Don't do this. Okay, now all the check marks are there. And if all the check marks are there, why is it saying that I'm invalid? Wow, that's crazy. You know what? Hold on a second. Let me restart the computer. Let me see if that's going to make a difference. Have you ever had this problem before?
No, sir. So I'm really not for sure what's going on.
Yeah, maybe I'm on. Maybe it might be on your side. I don't know. But I'm restarting the computer. I'm going to see right now. Because as you and I spoke just now, what happened, I only had like about 5 or 6 of the check brain marks. And all of a sudden when I went to that site you told me, now it came back, all of the other check marks are up. Everything saying that it's green means that it's checked
right.
out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if it's all checked out, then I don't know why it's still saying invalid. Maybe I just need to restart the computer and see if it's going to really recalculate again and see if it's going to let me through. But these computers are so crazy at times, you know?
Right. Yes, sir.
I like the old-fashioned way, you know. Computers are crazy. But I guess that's what the world is doing right now. Okay, so it'll be up in a minute.
Okay, yes, sir. So I apologize that it's not working for you. I'm really not for sure exactly what's going on, why you won't accept it.
Well, that's okay, my dear. Where are you calling out, North Carolina?
No, I'm from Alabama.
Oh, I noticed that accent, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you far out. You all the way out there. Alabama. One of my friends was up in there. He lived up in there from the Bahamas. That's where I'm from.
Yeah. Okay. Mhm.
Yeah, he got did up in there. Alabama don't play.
Right. Yes.
He ain't never going back there no more. Trust me. He went up in there because he just thought that he was like one of, you know, like a real gangster type of guy. Mm-hmm. But he went up in there, boy, listen, them guys did a number on him. He ain't never going back to Alabama. Every time we see him, we call him Alabama.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
You don't go up in Alabama playing. Okay, let me see if I'm going to get that.
Right. Yes, sir. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much, man. Listen, I appreciate you. You have a blessed day and nice talking to you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.